Hi, I'm Gino, and I'm a senior student here at Elon University. And today I would like to share my study abroad experiences. And so I'm an international student here, so technically I'm studying abroad right now. And today for this project, I will share like some of my like struggles and like problems I had like during my freshman year here at Elon.
So I guess that Elon was a really different environment, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I come from China, so which is basically another side of the world. So, I mean, it's totally different, but yeah.
Did you have any major problems?
Yes, I did. So during my freshman year, I had some like academic like problem and like social problems. So like, for example, so academically, I mean, like the system, like just like the courses, how they work compared to China is like totally different. So I spent like a long time, like a semester or so, like to adjust and to just get used to like how it works. And socially, so I never came to the States like before college. So I didn't deal with a lot of like sort of so-called like American people here. So during my freshman year, I just really had like some trouble like get along with those people, and especially I was like in like so-called like living learning community. So basically I'm living with those guys who like majoring in like performing art, if I remember correctly. So I barely have any common topic I could share. So I really having like some sort of cultural shock and really had a hard time with that.
But did you expect all of this before you came to Elon?
Well, yes and no. So I know like I was told like American people, I mean especially like college students in America are just I would say like random, like I don't have like an actual word for that, but it's just everybody just so different. So I kind of expect that, but not in like the specific way that I had. So, yeah.
Did you find a guide that helped you through this period of adjustment, or you just you have been on yourself, and you guide yourself through this?
Well, so, I'll say like my friend, and his name is Billy, and I won't like classify him as a guide, but like I'll just say like he's the my friend. When I have trouble, I'll go to him. Like especially when I have like something like socially, like with other like Americans, I don't get it and I don't understand because like the cultural differences. So I'll just go to his place and hang out with him and ask him like why they did so, and like how thing works here in the state. So basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your name is Gino. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about that? Because I know that it's not your official name
in China. So like, that's a quite like simple like story. Because I mean like, Chinese name are pretty hard to pronounce like for like American people. So like my Chinese name is Wang Xuze.
Okay.
So it's like quite difficult. So like in high school, I was like in a baseball team. Like all of the coaches are from like the States. So for them to, it's easier for them to like remember us like using like an English name. So I mean, and before that, I didn't have an English name. So, I mean, one of my coaches just, I don't know, maybe just suddenly came up with like name Gino and gave it to me.
He chose it. Okay.
Yeah. And I just stick with it. So.
Oh, that's simple. Interesting. I never expected that.
Yeah, simple
as
that.
That was the story. Yeah. And I heard that you got a car. I mean, mm-hmm. Was that like a big part of your assessment in Elon?
Yeah, because I mean, like one of like the biggest like difference the way it works here compared to where from like Beijing, big city. So back home, I wherever I go, I took like public transportation like subways and buses. But I mean, public transportation basically doesn't exist like here in the state, especially like in a rural place like Yilan. So I, in some ways, I have to have a car here. So I mean, otherwise I can't even go to like the Chinese supermarket mm-hmm. in Greensboro or in Raleigh.
You going there? Okay.
Yeah, I go there like twice a, I mean one or twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean getting a car is like a huge change for me. Like here at Yilan, so basically I can go whenever I want, wherever I want, and whenever I want. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. I don't have a car, and I can't barely move from
yeah,
the campus.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. So thank you for sharing me with this.
Yeah, no
and
problem.
It was really interesting.
Yeah, thank you.